Good morning. We're continuing with our series in Maseches Shavuos. We are up to Perek Hey. We're up to the fifth Perek Maseches Shavuos. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. Now, we've been discussing this plant called Luf. Luf is something which it stays in the ground for a long time, and it has all kinds of ramifications with regard to the halachas of Shemitah. We discussed the halachas, the first Mishnah in this Perek discussed the halacha of something which blossoms and stays in the tree for a long time. Then we discussed the halachas of Bior. Again, we have a distinction between the halachas of Bior with regard to, you know, it's very common now, we're literally holding by Erev Pesach, and we're thinking of Bior Chametz, which means to destroy Chametz. So we discussed in the last year that Bior of Shemitah doesn't necessarily mean you have to destroy it, but you have to get rid of it and allow it to become hefker. And there's a discussion whether or not the owner can go ahead and repossess, take possession again over his Shemitah produce that he put up for grabs. And now we're going to discuss the halacha with regard to this luf, this onion type of plant that was planted and stayed in the ground. So let's see. Luf shel erev shavias shenichnath l'shavias. You have this onion plant that was planted before Shemitah, and you kept it in the ground throughout Shemitah. The same thing is true with regard to onions, summery onions. Same thing is true with regard to pua shel idis. I don't know exactly what this is, but it is some type of plant which grew in very thick, rich soil. So it stays there for a long time. If you want to take them out during Shemitah, you're allowed to take them out during Shemitah because, again, they were ready during the sixth year. So they were planted during the sixth year of Erev Shavuos. They were ready during the sixth year, which is Erev Shavuos, and there's no problem to take them out during the seventh year, which is Shemitah. The only problem is that since they stay in the ground for a long time, now they're there during the seventh year. That causes a problem because someone passes by. And how do you get all these plants out of the ground? You have to dig them up. You can't just pluck them off the tree. They grow in the ground. So Beis Shammai says, if you don't want to get them out, you need to use ma'arufas shel eitz. You have to use like these rakes that are made out of wood, which is a very clear shinoi. You're doing it in a very different way than normal. Beis Hillel says, b'kardumis shel matachis. You could use kardumis shel matachis, metal cutting tools, axes. Now, it's not clear whether or not this was considered to be some form of shinoi, but ultimately what they did say was you're allowed to use metal. You don't have to go so far as using wood kalim to get them out. You could use metal. Umaydin b'pua shel tzla'is, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel when it comes to pua shel tzla'is, she'aykun eisev kardum shel matachis. What are pua shel tzla'is? So this is some type of plant. It's not exactly clear what it is. Either it has very deep roots, and therefore it's very hard to get it out with a wooden rake. It's just not going to work because they're very deeply rooted. Or some understand that the word tzla'is over here is supposed to be pronounced with a samach, but po shel tzla'is, you planted something in a very rocky field, which is not normal. It's not normally used for planting. So when someone sees you using an axe on the ground, then he doesn't think you're working the field. And therefore, it's clear that you're just doing it because you want to take what's growing there. And the Beis Shammai would say it's fine to use your metal axe to get it out there because it's apparent that you're just trying to get the vegetable out. Mishnah Hay is kind of a follow-up from this. The question the Mishnah asks is, "Me'emasai mutzar adam likach luf mitzay shvias." We're going to get to this later on in the sixth parak, where there's a discussion of shamor v'nevet. If somebody worked his field or he guarded his field during Shemitah, it could potentially aser. It could create a prohibition of eating the fruits that were produced through that field. So now the question is: this luf, which was there the whole time, can you eat it right away after Shemitah passes? So Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, when are you allowed to eat it? Rabbi Yehuda Aymer miyad right away. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no problem. You can eat it right away. Because again, This was ready even from before Shemitah. The Chachamim say, no, you have to wait. Because even though, halachically speaking, this luf is going to be mutchered to be eaten right away, the problem over here is that people are going to excuse work that they do during Shemitah. You're going to excuse the a lot of things under this umbrella heter of, this is leftover stuff from the sixth year. Once you have, in other words, once you have this caveat, you have this loophole over here, which says that luf would be mutter because it grew in the sixth year, people will take advantage of that, and they're going to work their fields and produce a lot of luf. Again, this onion type of plant, I imagine it to be some type of scallion. They're going to use that excuse to produce more of these scallions during the rest of the year. So therefore they say you have to wait in the eighth year until the is enough time for the eighth year's produce of luf to be ready. That concludes Mishnah Hey. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow, Amir Tzah Hashem.